Amen, brother. Thank you. All right, we're going to be in Genesis chapter 6 this morning. Genesis chapter 6. Before you stand, before I read scripture this morning, I'm going to read to you some of different fathers' favorite sayings. Different fathers and their favorite sayings. The man on the top of the mountain didn't fall there. Yes, sir. Can you hear? No? You can't hear. Okay. Well, I'll get up here closer. Everybody else hear me okay? Okay. The man on top of the mountain didn't fall there. Number two, never underestimate the power of human stupidity. Seriously, think now. These are wisdom sayings. Okay, these aren't biblical proverbs, but they are very true. An excuse is a poor patch for the garment of failure. Now, I really don't know where the wisdom is in this one. Maybe you can show me, but never try to catch two frogs with one hand. Yeah, chew on that, but not while I'm preaching, okay? Here's one. Always throw away the box when you take the last piece of candy. Right? Like Samuel does. He leaves that last piece all the time. You're going there for a snack. Why don't you just finish it? Well, I didn't want to take the last. Here you go. Honesty is like a trail. Once you get off of it, you realize you're lost. Always remember who you are and where you came from. Oh, that's good. Here's one. Don't shake the tree too hard. You never know what might fall out. This is simple but so profound. Measure twice, cut once. Yeah. Y'all are thinking about that, aren't you? Here we go. Here's one. The second time you get kicked in the head by a mule, it's not a learning experience. You get it? Yeah. Here's one that I wish I would have put in our family a long time ago. Never buy anything that eats. Yeah. Okay. Here's one very deep, very wise. You need to do what you have to do before you do what you want to do. Okay. I'll stop there. I'll read the rest of them tonight. Amen. Genesis chapter 6. Let's all stand together if you would, if you can today. Genesis chapter 6, beginning in verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now that's pretty bad. It repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. I wonder how he feels now, right? And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Verse 14, I'm just going to read the first portion here. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Look again in verse 10. Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I want to talk to you this morning about a standout father. A standout father. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, on behalf of this great group of people, your people that are here gathered today, assembled today on purpose, Lord. Lord, I pray that they came desiring to hear from your word, from your lips, from your spirit. I pray, Father, please, today you'd help me, God, to speak the things that would be pleasing in your sight, that would honor and glorify you, that your spirit would take control of my mind. Oh God, my heart would be filled with your unction. And oh God, you would flow through this place, that you would have perfect liberty, Lord, in everyone's heart. Please, I pray there'd be no distractions. I pray, oh God, please, today, that you would do the work. Oh God, we would lay down the burdens at the foot of the cross and let you speak to us today. Change us today, Lord. We don't want to just hear another sermon, God. We need a message from heaven, I pray. Please change us, Lord. I pray that you would change me. Lord God, do the work in my heart, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible is full of examples of men who were fathers. These men were all just regular men who became fathers, just like regular men become a father today. Noah was one of those regular men who became a father. The Bible tells us he had three sons in verse 10, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah lived as a father of these three sons in a generation, however, that was right before God destroyed every living creature on the earth. Every living creature that breathed air through the flood, God destroyed them, and Noah lived in the generation right or prior to that flood. Even though he was a regular man like you and me, listen to me this morning, I'm trying to encourage us, I want to understand and point out something today. Even though he was a regular man like you and me, just an old sinner, amen. Even though he was just an old sinner, he lived a life that was not regular.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? Regular, it was not the description or a definition of Noah's life. By God's grace, what I want to do this morning is take a few minutes and look at this man who stood out in a world, now listen, who in a world full of men who just blended in.
Yeah, come on.
Have you ever seen, I was going to use a blender today, but I thought it might get too messy. Okay, so I decided against it. Have you ever seen a blender, though? What you do is you put different things in the blender, and then when you put them in the blender, in the glass blender, you can see, let's just use fruit, okay? Let's put some strawberries in there, let's put some grapes in there, and let's put a banana in there. Now, as you put them in the blender, you can see what they are. They stand out. This is a banana. It doesn't look like a grape. This is a strawberry. It doesn't look like a banana. They look different. They are completely, they stand out. There is no question as to what they are. Yep. You understand? But once you put them in that blender and you put the cap on and you press blend, and that blade at the bottom starts turning, and everything starts going down toward that blade. It's like it's sucking everything down toward the blade. And listen now, it literally butchers everything in that blender. And before you know it, you can no longer tell the difference between the banana, the strawberry, and the grape.
Come on, that's right.
Are you seeing the picture with me tonight, this morning? That's exactly what I'm talking about today. Listen, Noah did not just blend in with everything else. When here's what happens. That blade on the bottom of that blender starts turning, and it literally creates a suction. Everything just begins to come down towards the blade, and it butchers everything that was used to be whole.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
It butchers everything that used to be whole and used to be separate and distinct from everything else that was in there. And before you know it, it's all blended together. It's all, and sometimes it turns out to be very weird colors, green and pink and purple. And I mean, and then you want to go and drink it like it's a anyway, but that's up to you. My wife makes those things all the time. And I had some this morning, but boy, you know, it's just not pleasant to look at.
Amen.
Close your eyes and drink it, and you know my sweet wife made it for me, so there's no way it's going to be bad. Because as far as I know, last night she still loved me, so there's no reason to believe differently today, and so just drink it.
Amen.
And I lived. Amen. I lived.
Yeah, amen.
I lived. I'm still here. But anyway, I want to say something to you. I want to say something to you this morning. Noah had good reason to just blend in.
Yeah, that's right.
Noah had every reason to just blend in with the rest of the men. I want you to see something here in verse 5. God saw that the wickedness of what? Man.
Yeah.
Man. That every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. His heart. Can I tell you something? Don't miss this, church. As goes the man, so goes society. As goes the man, so goes the city. As goes the man, so goes the country. As goes the man, so goes the society. I'm telling you today, the reason the world was destroyed by the flood is because hearts of men were wicked. Men.
Come on.
Men. Noah had every reason to just blend in. Noah's, number one, listen to me. Noah's life was completely surrounded by evil.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible says in verse 5, I just read it to you, that every thought, every imagination was continually evil. You understand what God's trying to make a point there? It wasn't just that a lot of thoughts. It wasn't just the majority of their thoughts. It's unbelievable. It's hard for us to even understand. Well, not really. But it's hard for us to really... But every imagination of the thoughts of their heart was only evil. And that's bad enough. But continually. Day and night. Even on Sunday mornings.
Come on.
Even when they're supposed to be serving God, their thoughts are wicked. Can I tell you something? Listen to me today. God saw their heart.
That's right.
God didn't say they were performing evil deeds.
Come on.
God didn't say that they were doing evil things. God said that their thoughts were only evil continually. They could have been sitting in church. God said in verse 6, he was sorry he even made them. But look, it grieved him at his heart, the condition of the men that were made in his image. Now, don't miss this. Verse 7, the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created. And we know it's mankind, but listen, God's talking about men here. Whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, the creeping thing, the fowls of the air, and it repenteth me that I've made them. And there was nothing in man's heart but evil. They were like that all the time, and God was grieved. Can I tell you something? Let's stop here for a minute, parentheses. Sin always grieves God.
Yeah, that's right.
Any sin grieves God.
That's right.
And don't miss this either. When it gets bad enough, God will judge.
Yep. Yeah.
God has to judge sin. That's why Jesus died on the cross. Right. Not because you were so good. Yeah. Not because I was so worthy, but because God judges sin.
That's right.
There's something here. Listen, I want you to understand. These are the men that God's holding accountable. Listen to me. Let me say something to you. Ladies, you're going to like this. It was Adam's fault.
Yes, sir.
Ladies, it's okay. Right there, you can say amen one time. Okay. It was Adam's fault. Adam was with her.
That's right.
The Bible says she turned, she ate that piece of fruit and turned and gave it to her husband, which was with her.
Right.
He was right there. He did not say a word.
That's right.
He didn't even try to stop her.
Come on.
And he wasn't even a sinner yet. And get that. I don't understand that. I can't understand. I wish I could. I wish I could tell you how that works, other than the fact that he was a sad excuse for a good, godly man.
That's right.
He didn't even try to stop that woman. That woman was standing there listening to the devil talk to her and influence her. The Bible says she was deceived, but she didn't even have a husband that even tried.
Yeah, right.
He didn't even try to help her.
Come on. Preach.
God says, I had enough of these men. And it just got worse from there. Look in verse 11. Sin had taken such a toll on the earth that even animal life was corrupt. You say, well, how does that work? Oh, look in verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. He's not talking about mankind anymore.
That's right,
He's talking about the animal life. And listen, I promise you, the curse of sin on this old world even affects your Susie puppy poodle, whatever. It affects all animal life.
Yeah, that's right.
You understand, during the millennial reign, the lion's going to lay down with the lamb. Even the animals are going to have a different nature.
Yep.
But God said, look at my creation. The men have been so filthy wicked in their thought life. Don't forget that. In their thought life, they're coming from their hearts, by the way. And even the animal life, I can just imagine that he's grieved. He said, I've had enough. And he did. He had enough. But this was Noah's life. This was everywhere he went. Everywhere he went, the world was, the Bible uses the word corrupt. Everything was corrupt. Everybody was corrupt. Even the animals, even the earth, the animals, the briars and the thorns, everything. He had every reason to just blend in. His life was surrounded, and nobody would have blamed him. He would have just been, well, I understand, Noah, you gave in. I mean, good night. Yeah, that poor guy, it's too hard. But listen, and that's he had every reason to say, I can't do this anymore.
Right. Yeah, come on.
His life was surrounded by evil, but I want to give you another reason that Noah had to just blend in. Not only was his life surrounded by evil, but his lot was very difficult.
Yeah, that's right.
His lot in life was very difficult. Lest any of you try to make excuses and say he had it easier than we do, let's remember that Noah had to build a boat to float in a flood before it had ever rained.
Yep.
Now, not just that, but Noah had to build a boat to float, and there was absolutely nowhere to float a boat.
That's right.
And there never had been a lake, or a river, or a sea.
Come on.
You understand that, right?
Yep.
Amen.
So he's surrounded by this evil. God told, by the way, it was God's will for Noah to do that.
Right.
Don't forget that. It was God's will. It was his lot. And he did not choose that lot. We don't always choose what God gives us to do, amen? But we do have a God in heaven who gives us a lot, who gives us a perfect will, who directs us through his word. And listen, we don't have any excuses to say, well, I can't do it. It doesn't matter how hard it is. We've got to realize I must be willing to stand out.
Right. Amen.
It made Noah, imagine how foolish he looked.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Imagine how foolish he looked. These men, again, the wickedness of the men was every imagination of their thoughts, of their heart was only evil continually, and then they looked at Noah. Do you think they had cheerful thoughts? Do you think they had encouraging thoughts? Do you think they helped him? Do you think they loved him through it? Do you think they were there pitching in with him? Listen, I promise you, that he looked like an absolute idiot to this world.
Amen.
He had every reason to blend in.
Right.
Yep. Now, can I tell you this? Don't forget that. He built that ark and did that work for 120 years.
Yeah.
And it's not new. I understand that, but I want you to just put yourself in this world right now. I want your mind and your heart to go to this world, and I want you to be able to relate to Noah today, men, fathers especially. Noah had every reason to blend in, but notice with me, he stood out.
Yeah.
Look in verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man.
Yep.
And perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Wow! Right there, guys, God eliminates all our excuses.
Yeah, that's right.
He eliminates all our excuses.
Yep.
We don't have any excuse to blend in with this world.
Right.
I said we don't have any excuse, guys. Help me out a little bit here, okay? I believe I could preach this if y'all help me a little bit. We don't have any excuse to blend in with this world. If Noah did not blend in this situation and what he was going through, we have no excuse.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Noah lived above the evil. Look at verse 22, the end of the chapter. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he.
Amen.
Sorry, guys. God just eliminated all of our excuses. I'm just preaching the Bible this morning, amen. I'm preaching to myself. If y'all fall asleep, that's fine. I'm preaching to myself. But listen, I want to talk to you today, this morning, for a few minutes. Why was Noah a standout father instead of just blending in? And he had every reason to. Number one, because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
I want you to look in verse 8 again. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Here's what I'm saying to you this morning. How was it that Noah stood out, dearly beloved? How was it that he did not blend in with that crowd? How did he not let that pressure and all of that hard work and that very difficult will that God had given him, how did he not let it? Because he was saved.
Amen.
Glory to God. He was born again.
Amen. That's right.
That's most of people's problem right there.
Come on. Well, preach it.
He was saved.
Amen. That's right.
He had another spirit in him. He had another heart in him.
That's right.
Noah was saved. Listen, Noah was saved before the flood, folks.
Yes, that's right.
Noah was saved before he got in the ark.
Amen.
Noah was saved when he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Listen, salvation has always been by the grace of Almighty God. It has never changed. It never will. It's always been by grace. Noah was born again.
That's right.
Noah had another heart.
Yeah.
Noah didn't earn his salvation by building the ark.
Yeah, that's right.
Noah didn't earn his salvation. Noah built the ark because he was already saved.
Yeah.
I said Noah built the ark because he was already saved.
Yeah.
And listen, that's the real difference right there.
Yeah.
He was born again.
Amen.
We have a generation of churchgoers. We have a generation of good people. We have a generation of religious people. But here's what's happening now. Not even so much anymore. That generation is almost gone. Is gone now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to you today that when you get saved, when you get gloriously by God saved and born again, everything changes. And you have in you the strength to stand out, even in the midst of a generation like this.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Noah was a standout father because Noah was a born-again believer.
Yep.
That was the very first. Listen to me. Some of you need to stop playing church.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that some of us need. I'm telling you, I played church for too long. Too long. I know what it means to try to stand out when my heart just went. My heart blended in, but I was trying to stand out on the outside. Inside, I was blended in.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Come on, some of you know what I'm talking about. And my heart was blending in. My heart was thinking just like they were thinking. Everything I believed, I agreed with everything they said. I wanted to do what they were doing. But over here on the outside, I was trying to act like I was different. And I was miserable. I was wretched and broken and blind. But then Jesus saved me, amen. On May 13th, 2004, at 3551 Cindy Drive, amen, I was born again. And by the grace of God, I was different. And I've been able to stand out since then.
Amen. That's right.
Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, come on.
Can I say this to you? I believe Noah was probably thankful that he was saved.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you imagine a generation like that? Well, yeah, we can. We live in it. I want to remind you, Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man, the return of the Son of Man. This generation, this is where we're living right now.
Yeah, that's right.
This is where we're living right now.
Amen.
I mean, come on, you turn on the television, you turn on the internet, you go to work with lost people, you see the way they think, you see the way they act, it's everywhere.
Yep. Yeah.
And our lot in life is difficult. We are to stand out. We are to be ye holy.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Amen. Amen.
And that's what God tells us to do. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's not easy. And everybody around us is making, even people that are saved, they just don't understand why we're so ate up. Even people that are saved, they don't understand why we're so stand out. Even people that are saved, they don't understand why we're so separated. Even people that are saved, they don't understand why we're so ate up with church and Bible and prayer and soul winning. What is the big deal? Why? Because listen, I'm just thankful that I'm saved.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't have to go to hell with the rest of these people.
Amen.
Everybody died in that flood. Listen to me. They were under judgment of sin. They weren't saved.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
They weren't saved, folks.
Come on. That's right.
You can't say that those people died in that flood went to heaven. No. I don't know how many there were in population during that day, but listen to me. They went to hell.
Yeah. That's right.
They went to hell.
Yes, sir.
For the judgment of sin.
That's right.
But I want you to understand something. It's not because God didn't give him a chance.
That's right.
Not because God didn't give him a chance, because Noah built that ark for 120 years, and the Bible says in the same chapter that the Spirit of God was striving with man every day. Striving with man. Convicting man. Convicting man. Convicting man for 120 years, and they rejected, they rejected, they rejected it. But Noah found grace.
Amen.
Noah did not reject it.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's good stuff right there.
Amen.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you for your grace. Where sin abounded.
Yeah.
Where sin abounded. Boy, you can say that for sure about this. Where sin abounded.
Yeah.
Grace did much more abound. That's why Noah kept on going. That's why Noah stood out. That's why Noah did not give in and blend in and let that blade at the bottom of that blender butcher his life.
Amen.
That's right.
He stood out. He held his ground. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, you know what an oak tree is, don't you? That's a little acorn who held his ground.
Amen.
Glory to God. Why was Noah a standout father? For number one, he found grace. He was saved.
Amen.
Oh, I wish I could get... tell you what. Number two, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Number two, because of Noah's faith in God's word.
Amen.
Oh, God help us today. Look in verse 17. And behold, God said to Noah, behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that's in the earth shall die. Who, in their right mind, would believe that in that day? Do you understand how far-fetched that sounds? In that day. Okay, put yourself in Noah's day. Put yourself, maybe you're his next-door neighbor. Amen. Put yourself back there and think how far-fetched that sounds.
Come on.
Now, today, you don't have to put yourself in today. You're right here.
Right.
Understand something. This exact, not the flood, not the water, but the exact same judgment,
yes, sir,
eternal fire, the fervent melting heat for judgment of sin is coming.
That's right.
It's coming. It's coming.
Amen.
Who in their right mind? Think about this. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. He's coming soon. He's coming soon.
Man.
He's coming soon. He's so good to... How about this verse? He loves me so.
Man.
He loves me so. He loves me so. Folks, now, that same God that I just sung about and that you amened about says, I am going to destroy everything in this earth is going to die.
Yeah, brother.
Yes,
yeah. That's absolutely right.
Now, who in their right mind is going to believe that? That's our loving Father.
Oh,
that's our loving God. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus? Okay, yeah, He is. But wait a minute.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He says in verse 17, look how he words this. God speaking here. He said, and behold, I. Even I. Why does he repeat that?
Yeah.
because he's trying to make Noah understand. He's trying to make Noah realize. Listen, Noah, yeah, I'm talking about me, God, Jehovah, Almighty God. I am going to bring a flood of waters. I'm going to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything in this earth is going to die. God, I thought you were love and mercy and compassion and forgiveness and salvation. Wait a minute. You saved me by your grace. I don't think I believe that.
Come on, Henry.
And that right there is what's happening today. I don't think I believe that.
Come on,
God's not going to do that to me. God's not going to judge sin. There's no such thing as hell.
Come on.
Well, preach. Come on, preacher.
That's why God said, I, even I.
Yep.
And folks, listen to me. I can't preach this without my heart just breaking.
Amen.
We don't believe this.
Right. Yeah, come on.
Help us, Lord.
That's right.
How many saved men, fathers today are still asleep?
Well, come on.
Come on.
They don't believe that.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Amen. Noah was different.
Amen.
God help us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God help us to be different.
Amen.
So, what do you mean, preacher? I'm not talking about the faith that this old liberal world talks about all the time. I'm talking about believing God.
Amen.
Faith is not your... Listen, when you talk to a lost man today or a liberal Christian today about faith, and by the way, they talk about it all the time. They don't even... They talk about it all the time. But here's what they're talking about. They're talking about believing whatever they want to believe, believing whatever suits them best, believing whatever they like about it. And that's... But listen, believe... But faith is believing God's Word.
Amen.
And that will make you a standout father.
That's right.
A standout Christian.
That's right.
Can I tell you, why did God choose Noah?
Come on.
Because God knew Noah would believe him.
Amen.
Why does God call a man to preach the Bible? What did Paul say? I thank my God who hath enabled me, counting me faithful.
That's right.
Putting me into the ministry.
Yep.
You know why God calls a man to preach? Because he says, I see that you will believe me. I see that you will take my word for what it is, my word, and trust me. Now, that doesn't mean that there's something in that person that is supernatural. What that means is that person, Noah in this case, and Paul in that case, and people who trust God and believe God, they just, this is God's Word. It's never failed me. It's tried and true. It's proven. It always has been right. God cannot fail. He cannot lie. I'm going to stand on His promises, and that faith will change your life.
Amen. That's right.
That faith will change. That faith changed Noah's life.
Amen.
What made Noah a standout father? Well, he had faith in God's Word. Noah's faith was based squarely on that verse right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, how must Noah have felt when he heard that? Hey, listen, those were his friends,
right,
and his neighbors, and his co-workers, and his relatives.
Yeah, that's right.
How must he have felt when he... What kind of God is that? I'm not serving you. Forget it.
Come on, preach. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. Is anybody with me?
Amen.
Amen.
My heart is just... in a million pieces right now. I just can't. We don't believe that.
Right.
Because God's going to do that again.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Right.
The heaven and the earth shall pass away, the Bible says.
Yep.
Jesus said it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Oh, God. We don't believe that. If we did, we'd stand out, I guarantee you. We would stand out. We would not blend in. This faith right here, saving faith. Faith that saved my soul, I heard that God was going to judge my sin. I heard that God had to judge my sin because God is holy and righteous and perfect and pure in every way. And the Spirit of God convicted me of my sin because I saw His righteousness and I knew judgment was pending.
Amen.
And the faith that saved my soul, the faith that was placed squarely on this book, God's holy, perfect, inerrant, infallible, infinite Word. And I'm born again.
Amen.
I'm born again. That faith changes people, folks. That faith changes people. This stuff that goes around today talking about on talk radio and all that other garbage, that's not changing anything. Look!
Yeah.
Look out there! It's not changing anything!
Come on, amen.
It's making it worse. Just mixing in religion with their sin.
Yes, sir.
That's not salvation, folks.
That's right.
Amen. That's not salvation.
Amen.
I'm telling you today, though, fathers, can you imagine just this God? If you would just give me, don't be greedy now, just give me 10 Noahs.
Yeah, come on. That's right.
Just put 10 Noahs in this church.
Yeah, amen.
God, if you want to put 15 or 20, that's great, but just, I don't want to be greedy. Just give me 10 Noahs.
Yeah. Come on.
Can you imagine? We would turn this city upside down.
Yeah, yes. That's right. That's right. Yep.
Finally, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah placed his faith in the Word of God. And the last reason, why did Noah stand out, church? Because of Noah's family.
Yeah, amen.
Look in verse 18. Verse 18, but with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Wow. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, yes. Noah's faith was placed squarely on the Word of God, yes. But Noah's family desperately needed him. Don't miss this, guys. Noah's family desperately needed him to be a standout father.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wow.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, guys, you don't have to raise your hand. But how many of you just wish? It's an empty wish right now. It's too late. But how many of you wish, God, oh, how I wish my daddy would have been like Noah.
Amen.
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 Be honest with yourself.
Amen.
Oh, God, how I wish my daddy would have been like Noah. It's in the heart of every child.
Amen.
God, I need my daddy to be a Christian. God, I need my daddy to be saved. I need my daddy to believe your word. Because, God, one day I'm going to need my daddy because I'm going to need to be saved.
Yeah. Come on. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, help us.
Amen.
My daddy is not a perfect man, my father, and I don't always see eye to eye with him. But he had me in church as long as I can remember. He was not a popular man. He wasn't even popular with me most of the time. Because he spanked me. But praise God that he did.
Amen.
He punished me. He taught me how to work. He taught me, look, this is the way. He wasn't right in everything. And I know, listen, God forbid that we start thinking we are and everybody else is wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But listen, I had a daddy. I still have one. Who was willing to just stand out.
Amen.
That's right.
Listen, how many of you ladies, children, adults would say that, would go back and say, Lord, if I could change one thing, how much grief would have been spared, and how much sorrow would have been spared if I would have just had a daddy like Noah?
Amen. Come on. Amen.
It's too late now, preacher. I know. I'm not trying to say that. I'm not trying to. But you can support and love and pray for the ones who are.
That's right.
You can be a help, not a hindrance.
Amen.
You can pray and hold up their arms and say, keep on, keep on. Be a standout daddy. Be a standout father. Be a standout man. Don't blend in.
Amen.
God said, Noah, your whole family's going to get on this ark. And I believe right there, Noah said, I'm going to do this.
Amen.
See, we already believe God. Yeah, I know he believed God's word, but I believe God gave him another incentive in verse 18. Don't you see that?
Yep.
He said, look, and by the way, your whole family is going to get on that ark.
Amen. Amen. Right.
What if he wouldn't have finished?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
What if he wouldn't have finished?
Come on.
Well, preacher, we knew he's going to finish. Stop! He's a sinner just like you.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
The day he started building that ark with that gopher wood, anybody could have done that.
Yep.
Anybody could have started that.
Yep.
One man finished it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wish you young people would listen to me. You young guys who aren't married yet, God help us. You better decide in your heart today. You better get down here on this old-fashioned altar and say, dear God, I don't know what, but by your grace and faith in your word, and I know one day you're going to give me a family, and I'm going to be a standout father.
Amen.
For your glory.
Amen.
God help us. I mean, where are those men at?
Come on, preach it. Yep.
They're at home. No, that's not the ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones that still have a hunger and thirst. You're right here today. You're right here today. You're right here.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
But you better realize this book is real. This book is true. This word is true. It's going to happen. And you have a future. Listen, it may not be even your family. It may be people that you're going to lead to Christ down the road. You've got to be a standout soul winner for Jesus. A standout righteous living, clean living. Keep your heart and your mind pure.
Amen.
You're going to fail. You're going to fall down. This world is so evil. You saw God said, I had enough. One day God's going to say, I've had enough. How many souls are going to perish in hell? Because we were not willing to stand out.
Come on.
Perish the thought. You know what Noah did? When God told him, your family's going to get on that ark, he started building that thing.
Amen.
He started building that thing. And he got tired. He got frustrated. He got discouraged. He looked around at the world and they just got worse.
Yep.
But he said, this is up to me. My family needs me.
Yeah.
Fathers, we've got to build our families. We got to build a safe home. I said, we've got to build a safe home. That ark was their only refuge in that flood. We've got to build a safe home. Guys, it's up to you. Quit letting your wife tell you what to do.
Amen.
God gave this commandment to Noah. He had a wife.
That's right.
He didn't even talk to his wife. He gave Noah these commandments. He said, Noah, build the ark.
Amen. That's right.
God help, ladies, please help your husbands if they're trying to live for God. Help them if they're trying to stand out. Help them, pray for them, love them, support them, encourage them. Please don't be a stumbling block.
That's right. Amen.
God help us. We don't have any men left. If you got one at home that's trying, help him.
Come on. Amen.
If you don't have one that's trying, pray for him.
That's right. Amen.
Pray for him. Love him. Guys, we got to build a safe home for our children, our wives, our family. We've got to build a safe marriage. Our wives need to know that we love them.
That's right.
We got to build a safe church, guys. This church is only going to be as strong as you make it.
That's right. Come on.
God-fearing, holy, righteous, living men who will say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yep.
You know what's happening today, though? Just like every other man. Listen to me. Except for his three sons.
Yeah.
Every other man in this world was completely overtaken by sin.
That's right. That's right.
Noah had every reason to blend in. And you know what would have happened to him? He would have got butchered. Hey, can I say something to you in closing? There are days, there are days where I feel like, Lord, I'm way too close to that blade. Look at me. I'm just a sinner. There are days where I feel like, Lord, I'm way too close to that blade. You know what? You know what? Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem and those guys, you know what they were trying to do to Nehemiah? They said, Nehemiah, come down off that wall. You know what they were trying to do?
Yeah.
Trying to get him to blend in.
Because
he stood out up on that wall.
Oh, yeah.
He stood out. They could see him up there on that wall. He was doing something for God up there on that wall.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Come on.
Just come down off that wall. Let's talk. I got nothing to talk about. I'm working for God.
Amen.
I'm going to finish.
Amen.
Amen.
God help us. Where are the Noahs today?
Yeah.
There was one.
Right.
One.
Yeah.
And there's more than that in this room.
Amen.
But you better decide you're going to live the rest of your life like that. I've got to decide, Lord, the rest of my life, I'm going to finish the lot you gave me. It's difficult, Lord. It doesn't make sense. I don't even know if I like it. I don't like the fact that I don't love, but I'm going to do what God told me to do. I'm going to rejoice in the fact that He called me and gave me the privilege to do something for Him.
Amen. That's right.
Are you saved this morning?
Amen.
Are you saved this morning?
Amen.
You found grace then.
That's right.
Amen. Lord. Amen.
Do you believe this book?
Amen.
Amen.
Preach.
Will you stand out? Let's bow our heads. Father. Oh God. My heart's broken, Lord. My heart's broken. Lord, I'm not who I need to be. I'm not. Lord, I pray this morning for your help. Help me, Lord. Help the men in this room, God. Help the ladies in this room, Father. Help us all. God, to stop blending in. To stop getting our lives butchered by this old world. But to stand out. God, bless your people. Lord, if there's one here today that's never been saved, and they're still trying to fit in and make it work, and they're miserable. They relate more to the world than they do to you. They relate more to the world than they do your word. God, save them today, please, God. Break their hearts with conviction right now, God. Fall heavy on their hearts right now, God, with conviction of sin, righteousness, your righteousness, and soon coming judgment. And Lord, those of us that are saved, God, please help us. Men especially in this room. Young men just growing up. Older men. Leaders, fathers, workers, husbands. God, please. How we need this message, this thought. How we need it preached across our land, God, in every nook and cranny, every home, every city, every county. God, please, God, give us some Noahs, Lord. I will just take you at your word and understand how much their family needs them. Bless us, oh God. Bless your word. Bless the invitation, I pray. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed this morning. No one's looking around, please. So, preacher, I know I'm saved. I remember the day I got saved. Everything changed. I didn't fit in the world anymore. I didn't fit in anymore. And by the way, you won't. You won't. If you're born again, you won't fit in the world. So, preacher, I remember that day. I thank God for the grace that I found in His eyes. Would you raise your hand as a salvation testimony? I know I'm saved. I remember that day. Amen, amen. Thank you. Put them down. Maybe you're here this morning. You say, preacher, I don't know if I'm saved. I don't know. My heart relates more to the world. I'm just not, I don't know. I try, but man, I'm just, it's not coming from my heart. Can I pray for you this morning? Can I pray for you? That's all I want to do. My heart breaks for you right now. My heart is broken for you. And I want to pray for you. I really do. I mean that with all my heart. I want to pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. I don't know if I'm saved. I just feel like I'm torn between these worlds. I'm trying so hard, but no, that's not what it's all about. It's about not trying, but giving up trying and giving it to Jesus. Will there be one here like that? Say, preacher, pray for me. I don't know if I'm saved. No one's looking around. Just quietly slip up your hand. Slip it up right there where you sit. Put it right back down. Preacher, pray for me. I don't know if I'm saved. I'm tired of this internal turmoil all the time. Can I pray for you? Is there one like that this morning? Anybody? Christians, God spoke to your heart. God's here with us. God met with us this morning. Listen, are you standing out? I mean, are you really standing out? You believe God. You believe God. You say, I don't have any children. No, but you have parents. You have brothers and sisters. You have relatives. They need you to stand out. It doesn't do them any good to blend in with them. What good does that do? You just end up butchered. Preacher, the Lord spoke to my heart this morning about something. I need to stand out more. Would you be honest with God and raise your hand? I need to stand out more. Ladies, men, everybody, raise your hand. Come on, I know there's more than that. You've got to be honest with God this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Now that you raise your hand this morning, we're going to stand. Let's all stand together. Heavenly Father, bless this invitation. Bless these that raise their hand, Lord. Many of them that just didn't raise their hand, but Lord, I know you've been here with us. Help us this day, Lord. Help us to be more willing to stand out. In Jesus' name I pray. He's going to play softly. The altars are open this morning. The altars are open. If you'd like to come and pray, make an altar out of your chair this morning. If you're not saved this morning, look, the altars are open for you. Don't give up. Let God change you. Maybe say, preacher, I've been saved, but I just don't ever think I really want to stand out more. I promise you, if you just get in this book and believe this book, you'll begin to stand out. You'll begin to live differently. As he plays, the altars are open this morning.